Have you seen the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us in this meeting and speaking to us, encouraging us, strengthening each other through these testimonies, and even healing? He is doing the healing. He is doing the edifying. Thank you. I need it. Hallelujah. 我就是希望大家能够更多认识圣灵的工作，能够看到圣灵的工作。主耶稣讲到圣灵要来的时候， 他特别的提到一件事，就是世界上的人不接受，可是我们基督徒不应该不接受。你信了耶稣，你就必须要认识圣灵，因为今天我们跟耶稣所发生的关系就是在圣灵里。耶稣说，神就是灵，这是约翰福音4:24。我们要牢牢地记住这一些。还有保罗，他说主就是圣灵，主就是那灵。那是在哥林多后书第三章。牧师，你需要？
可以吗？可以啊，你来。Second Corinthians，第三章，chapter 3:17。Verse 17。Now Lord is the Spirit.
Now, yeah, the Lord is the Spirit. Yeah, 没关系，你可以大声的说，主就是那灵。Now the Lord is the Spirit. 换句话说， 神是灵，主就是那灵。
In other words, God is the Spirit and the Lord is the Spirit.
尤其是我们中国人，我们对神的观念，
Especially to Chinese, our concept of God.
不要再想到那种什么庙里烧香、拜神、拜偶像、拜，千万不要想那些不是神。
Stop thinking about the idols sitting in the temple, they are not God.
那些都是迷信。
They are superstitious.
那些都是拜魔鬼。Those
idols worship devil.
我们如果认识圣灵，if
we truly know the Holy Spirit,
我们就会认识邪灵，魔鬼的灵。We'll
also recognize the evil spirit.
因为圣灵它在我们里面呢，就会让我们知道。Because
the Holy Spirit in us will help us understand.
所以我们说， 耶稣在我们中间，
therefore, when we say Jesus is in our midst,
就是圣灵在我们中间。
That is, the Holy Spirit is among us.
可是提到圣灵，
but when we speak of the Holy Spirit,
我们要常常被提醒，
we need to be reminded.
在约翰福音14章，
In Gospel of John, chapter 14.
14章耶稣在那里说，
Chapter 14, where Jesus says,
17节，
Verse 17，
就是真理的圣灵，
That is the spirit of truth，
乃世人不能接受的，
When the world cannot receive，
不要说世人了，今天好多的教会和基督徒都不容易接受，
Not just by the world but also among churches many of us cannot receive the Holy Spirit，
他们不否认圣灵。
Churches do not deny Holy Spirit.
因为圣经说了有圣灵，
because the Bible has said,
可是他们没有接受圣灵，
but they do not receive it.
你知道，口头上承认是一件事， 心里面接受又是一件事。
You know, verbal confession is different from the receipt from the heart.
所以我们要跟耶稣发生关系，
if we want to have a relationship with Jesus,
我们必须要跟他的灵， 跟他的灵发生关系。
We need to be connected with his spirit.
耶稣虽然来到人间，
has come to the world.
在人类的历史上出现过33年多。
In our history, he was there for 30 years. 33 years.
他回到天上去了。
He went back to the heaven.
他没有来到人间之前。
Before he came.
他就是上帝。
He was God.
或者说他就是灵。
In other words, he was a spirit.
那他经过肉身死而复活回到天上。
After flesh, he was resurrected and he went back to heaven.
他是带着那个复活的身体。
Resurrected the body.
为什么带着复活的身体呢
Why would the resurrected body?
那就是告诉啊你和我这些信耶稣的人
You and I who are the believers
也是被他的灵所充满
We are filled by his spirit
被他的灵啊所教导所训练
His spirit teaches us and trains us
还有被他的灵所改变
And also his spirit changes us
到后来就像耶稣那个复活的身体一样
To the end, we will be like the resurrected body of Jesus
这就是为什么原来耶稣没有来到地上的时候他没有一个什么身体在天上
That's why before Jesus came, he didn't have a body in heaven
要知道耶稣来所做的一切都是为着人类
Notice, Jesus come and do everything for us.
都是为着你和我。
For you and me.
叫我们知道我们这些信耶稣的人。
So we know we as believers.
我们死了也会复活。
Every die will rest.
所以圣经说到圣徒的死他不说死是睡。
So in Bible it doesn't say it's the death. It says fall asleep.
因为睡是还会醒过来的
Because we will wake up
所以我们如果认识圣灵
If we know Holy Spirit
并且知道主就是圣灵
And also know that the Lord is the Spirit
神就是灵
God is the Spirit
我们就容易啊说容易相信说耶稣在我们中间
We can say and believe Jesus is among us
他从一开始聚会就与我们同在
Start from the beginning of the meeting, he has been with us.
可是今天我们跟耶稣的交通
But today our fellowship with Jesus
跟他所发生的关系
And our relationship with him
在圣灵里面
Happens in the spirit.
这就是耶稣在约翰福音四章
This is what Jesus said in John chapter 4.
第四章他说了神就是灵
Chapter 4 where it says God is
spirit. 要注意他下面所说的更重要
Pay attention to what's even more important afterwards.
就是跟我们有关系的
Which is relevant to us.
他第四章第四节呢
Chapter 4 verse 4.
是说24节
Chapter 4 verse 24.
他说神就是灵
Where it says God is spirit
注意一下面好他说所以拜他的
And those who worship him
你看中国人一提到拜神
Whenever Chinese mention about
我们难免会想到要拜一个像
We'll be thinking
不管是佛像
worshiping an idol
或什么关公像
Buddhist idol
什么又是土地土地土神造神这一类的
or some other gods
都有一个东西在那里供的
There are some physical things
那些都不是都是迷信
They're all superstition
都是泥巴或者是木头甚至有石头或者是什么金银所做的东西
made of clay, wood,
那不是神
or stone.
所以因为神是个灵
Because God is spirit
我在说神是个灵
Let me emphasize again God is spirit
所以他能够进到我们里面
He can come into
我们也可以进到他里面
And we can go into him
他可以渗透我们这个全人
He can
渗透 infiltrate or penetrate.
He can infiltrate us.
他可以充满我们。
He can fill us.
Filling us or infilling us. 这个英文常常用到这个 infilling 就是里面的充满，里面的充满啊。那对，所以拜他，我们为什么要在灵里拜他？所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他
And why do we worship in spirit? When we worship, we need to worship in spirit and the truth.
你看这个英文的翻译啊，啊，他就说 ，God is spirit, and His worship， 真正他的拜他的人
，those who worship Him
must worship in spirit and in truth， 必须要在灵里和真实里面呢来拜他。这个观念我们要时时的调整的，千万不要以为我们聚会了，我们信主很多年，或者我信了耶稣，我都明白了啊。
When you have this concept,
你如果有这样一个心态，你不容易认识耶稣。
I don't think that we know everything.
也不容易认识耶稣。
A Christian for many years.
不容易认识圣灵。
If we have that idea, it's difficult. It will be difficult for us to understand.
还有一件事很重要的，就是在哥罗。不是，约翰福音十六章，
In John chapter 16,
十三节
chapter 16 verse 13, there's also another point.
十三节，只等真理的圣灵来了。
When he, the Spirit of Truth comes,
他要引导你们明白。
He will guide you.
那个小字啊。说原文做进入一切的真理。
The original text says that the enter into all truth.
圣灵来，或者说耶稣回到天上，然后差遣圣灵来。
Holy Spirit comes, or in other words, after Jesus went back to heaven.
他主要的目的是要引导我们，要来带领我们。
His prime purpose is to guide us and lead us.
那这些日子我们一直讲到这个圣灵所带领的聚会。
We've been talking about the meetings led by Spirit.
我们怎样来参与这个圣灵带领的聚会
？How can we participate in the meeting?
如果我们在聚会里头会跟随圣灵
，If the meeting we learn to follow.
我们在生活中也会跟随圣灵。
In our daily life, we follow the Spirit as well.
可是很重要的就是我们信的神。信的耶稣就是圣灵。
But what's important is that Jesus, who we believe, is the Spirit.
今天之所以很多的教会，传统的教会，还有很多的基督徒，他们不能相信圣灵，或者不接受圣灵。
They cannot receive Holy Spirit.
他们只接受父神和耶稣。
They can only receive.
主要的原因，主要的原因啊，就是第一，他们。不认识神
because
不认识圣灵
first,
第二耶稣说的就是看不见
and because it's invisible.
刚才我读的那个十四章二十七节我没有把它全节都读了
I didn't read the whole verse.
耶稣说哈真理的圣灵乃是世人不能接受的
is the one the world cannot accept, cannot receive.
你们如果还看到那个圣经的话因为不见他
If you read it, you will see because he is invisible.
也不认识他
And also people don't know him.
这是最主要的原因
That's the main reason.
因为不认识圣灵就是神他自己
Because we don't understand that the Spirit is God himself.
正如耶稣是神他自己在肉身显现
It's that Jesus himself.Is reflecting God.
所以呢，一般的教会啊，就把哈圣灵跟耶稣跟父神呢、啊、分开了。
So traditional churches they separate the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
主要的原因就是不认识，因为看不见他。
It's because people don't know the Spirit.
你能够感觉到在一般的传统教会里头。
You know that in traditional churches,
因为我是从传统教会出来的
that's where I came from.
我也参加过很多传统教会的聚会
I was in many of their meetings.
虽然他们会说父子圣灵
You know they claim Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
可是他们所做的一切
Whatever they do,
好像圣灵不存在
They deny the Spirit.
那不是他们故意的
It's not what they wanted.
那是因为圣灵看不见
But because the Spirit is invisible,
他们又不认识
and they don't have knowledge of the Spirit.
可是耶稣说哈
But here Jesus
你们就认识
You know the Spirit.
这是指着一般受了受了这个圣灵的门徒而说的
It's about those disciples who have received the Spirit.
我们或者我这样说哈，每一个聚会
every meeting
都能够成为很有内容很有意义
can be rich and meaningful
而使我们感觉到主真的在我们中间的聚会
also we can sense that the, God himself is truly among us
每一个聚会都有可能聚得那么好
it is possible every meeting can
我所说的有内容
what I mean by rich
就是你来了你有得着
When you come, you receive.
你有享受
You enjoy.
你完了以后你觉得吃得饱饱的回去
After you, meeting, you feel your, fat.
你不会感觉到这个聚会我来也可以我不来也可以
You won't say, either I come or not come. It is okay.
慢慢的你就觉得说哎呀这个聚会我一定要来
Gradually, you understand I have to come to
it. 我说的乃是有内容的聚会
the meeting I'm talking about
有神同在的聚会
a meeting full of God's presence
让你啊有享受得饱足的聚会
which you can enjoy and be fed
不是一般的做礼拜
it's just not common Sunday services
如果我们要希望每一个聚会都好
if we hope every meeting can be so rich
那么我们就要为每一个聚会祷告
we need to pray for every single meeting
第二呢我们就要为每一个聚会来预备我们自己。
Secondly, we prepare ourselves for every single meeting.
第三呢，我们不要把这个聚会当作是例行公事。
Don't take a meeting as a routine.
我们要把这个聚会啊，当作是与神的约会。
We regard a meeting as a date with the Lord.
譬如啊，Stanley 弟兄他从那么远开车来哈。
For example, Brother Stanley has come
因为他是跟耶稣有约会的。
Because he is going to have a date with Jesus.
那么他怎么跟耶稣有约会呢
？How would he have a date with Jesus?
乃是跟其他的信徒在一块聚会的时候
，the other children of God
感受到耶稣在我们中间。
When they are together.He says,
圣灵在我中运行
the presence of the Lord, the Holy Spirit is moving.
我的灵又被提升了
His spirit was lifted.
我因着某一个人的见证了
Because
我的信心呢又被建造了
My faith has increased.
我来了就觉得很享受
I come and enjoy the meeting.
好像有一次 Stanley 跟我说
Like one time Stanley told me,
他说他来到这里觉得很舒服
he feels comfortable.
这是他另外一个说法
that's his saying.
就是很享受
which means he enjoys the meeting.
那就是耶稣在这里
That is because Jesus is here.
Yeah, 如果你不认识圣灵的话
If you don't know,
因为他看不见了 你不会啊说什么都归功于圣灵
You want to attribute everything to the Holy Spirit.
今天讲道很好
For example, you say,
今天某某人的见证很好。
The preaching is good. The testimony today is good.
你所看到的就是这个人那个人。
Whatever you see is this person, that person.
如果我们认识圣灵
We should know about spirit.
我们是另外一个看法了。
We will see things differently.
我们就在那个人的身上
on that individual.
看到耶稣
We will see Jesus.
看到圣灵
We will see a spirit.
听见圣灵的声音
We will hear the voice of the spirit.
听见是圣灵借着那个人向我们说话
We will hear the Holy Spirit speaking to us through that person.
那今天早上
This morning.
我要把它一点点的指出来。好。今天早上啊实在是圣灵在带领我们每一个人。
I want to put this bit by bit. It's truly the Spirit leading us.
也是我们每一个人呢，今天都在跟随圣灵。
It is also that every one of us is following the Spirit.
从诗歌开始。
From the singing the song.
第一个是约翰的分享。
To John Sherry.
第二个是穆兰的分享。
Then, Mulan's testimony.
第三个呢是 Amy 的分享。
Amy's testimony.
Yeah.那他就知道为什么我要他坐在前面。可能圣灵已经告诉他了。
Maybe Holy Spirit
他非要起来做见证。
She has come out to give testimony.
你们就是常常有感动的人啊要尽量坐前面。
Whenever you're prompt, you should try to sit up front.
还有你们喜欢坐后面的人。
Those who like to sit in the back.
如果希望圣灵常常感动。
If you want to be prompted
by the Spirit,
you should come sit up front.
因为有的人就相信啊，
有的弟兄姐妹相信啊，
some brothers and sisters believe,
说在台前的那个恩膏比较多
you would be anointed better
比较强啊。
The anointing is stronger.
但是我的点呢是说
my point is that
我们每一个人来
everyone else when we come
好你如果已经有了前面的两点
if you have the,
就是说为这个聚会祷告
pray for the meeting
好为你个人有预备
and prepare your own heart
你说这两点你做了你来到这个聚会
if you have done those when you come to the meeting
那你坐在前面
when you sit up front,
我告诉你圣灵很容易感动你
I can tell you Holy Spirit can feel you easily
我想今天他们每一个都是圣灵感动
I believe each one of them is prompted by the Spirit
你有没有看到今天呢他们这几位哈圣灵带领的那个聚会哈都是造就人的
Do you notice that God is edifying each
one of us? 每一个人的分享都是造就人的。
Every testimony is building up each other.
那而且呢，你会感觉到，哎呀，很
有
次序。一个一个
order,
圣灵带领的聚会哈，都是有次序的。
Meaning that by a spirit is in a good order.
那保罗为什么对聚会啊有一些焦躁？
Why Paul has some teachings about the meeting?
就是因为啊，在哥林多的教会里面呢
，It's because in Corinthian church,
他们聚会的时候有点乱。
When they have a meeting, they are not in a good order.
啊，比如他们很喜欢说方言。
For example, they like to speak in tongues.
那在聚会里面呢
？In the meeting,
这个人说方言，那个人说方言。
This speaks in tongues, the other speaks in.
因为他们都有感动，他们说。
Because they are all prompt.
但是呢，说了方言没有人翻译。
But when they use the tongue. There's no interpretation.
别人都听不懂。
People cannot understand.
连他自己也不懂。
Not even the one who was speaking.
所以保罗说，你这毫无意义啊。
So Paul said, that's meaningless.
我这是用我的话来说保罗的教导。
To describe Paul's teaching.
你要是读哥林多前书14章。
First Corinthians chapter 14.
他就是这么说。
That's how Paul put it.
他用吹笛子啊，用发音啊，哈，用发声哈、啊。如果这个毫无意义的，就不要发这个声音。
He considered that meaningless. If the noise you make.
所以保罗才说哈、啊，他说在聚会中，他宁可。
So that's why Paul says.
用悟性说五句造就人的话。
He rather.We can use our sense to say five sentences that would be.
强如说一万句的方言。
That's even better than 10,000 of tongues.
可是呢，有的教会哈、啊，尤其传统的教会呢，他把这样的经文呐、啊，他就曲解了。
They misinterpreted this.
就是说，在教会中不许说方言。
Saying that tongue is not allowed in church.
可是保罗的意思不是。说不许说方言，而且在十四章后面呢，他说了很清楚哈，不要禁止人说方言。
Do not forbid to speak in tongues。
那个在最后的时候
，verse 39。
对啊，但是就说不要啊，也不要禁止说方言。
Therefore, my brother, desire earnestly to prophesy, do not forbid to speak.
乃是说。如果在聚会中要说方言的话，必须要有人翻译出来。而且呢，他教导教会说，你要求有翻译的人。
The church, you need to ask, there will be someone who can interpret.
因为神所给的恩赐
，because the gifts that given by God
都是为了造就教会。
Are for building up.
每一个恩赐都是重要的。
Every gift is important.
但是如果你运用的不当。
If that's not operating in the right way,
那就是遭损而不是得益处。
Then you're bringing loss.
就像哥林多的教会这样。那我相信当时哈神呢许可这些情况发生在哥林多的教会。
God allowed this situation to happen.
好带出啊那个正面的教导来。
So that the right teaching can be brought up.
那我们就现在知道我们该怎么样聚会。
We understand.
尤其是关于那个圣灵带领的聚会啊。
Especially a spirit led.
我们该怎么样聚
？How we should.
十四章二十六节。
Chapter 14, verse 26.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
弟兄们弟兄姐妹们哈、啊、这句怎么样呢他前面呢
What is the outcome then brothers?
哦，你那个是另外一个翻译本哈。
Yeah, American,
你们聚会的时候注意，你们聚会的时候
，pay attention to this。
我们来聚会的时候
，when we come to a meeting，
我们每一个人都要记得哈。
Every one of us remember。
我们来聚会的时候
，when we come to a meeting，
我们不是单单来到一个社交的团体。
This is not social occasion.
Oh, 中午有一个聚餐。
Oh, we're gonna have lunch. Oh,
我来，我跟某某人比较熟了。
Oh, so、I know someone better.
这个很好啊，因为
that's good.
我们都很愿意看到你们呐、啊。
Because we like to see each other.
Oh, 我们看到甜甜就觉得很甜。
Yeah. we feel sweet when we see 甜甜。
看到猫猫就觉得很可爱。
When we see 猫 we feel it's good.
这个也是好哈。
That is good.
可是。要记得我们为什么来聚会
Why do we come to meeting?
圣经这么说下面
Bible says here
个人或有诗歌个人或有诗歌
Each one has a song、
啊
Each one has a song
对 Each one 记得个人
Each one has a song
不是单单 John 他来领会他说话
It's not just、
okay.
John
each one of us
he speaks each one of us
okay
every,
个人、或有诗歌
has a song
yeah 或有教训
has a teaching
或有启示
has a revelation
或有方言
has a tongue
或有翻出来的话
has an interpretation
凡事都当造就人
let all things be done for edification
聚会，特别是圣灵带领的聚会。
Meaning especially, those
每一个人都可以参加
，each one can participate，
而且都应该参加。
And all each one should participate。
那我们什么时候参与呢
？When do we participate？
乃是啊，有圣灵感动的时候。
It's when you are prompted by the Spirit。
也许你不清楚
，Maybe you don't know for clear。
但是你的心里面呢、啊，哎
your heart, ，
你想要说话。
You want to say something.
你想要唱歌或者想要祷告
You want to give a prayer.
你记得，那你就是顺服，那就是圣灵。
Remember, you obey the Spirit.
你不要去分析，因为啊，因为你还没有到那个时候，你可以分得出来是不是圣灵。
Don't try to reason, if that's truly the Holy Spirit or not. Don't try to analyze.
其实我已经跟随圣灵学习五十多年了。
In fact, it's been more than 55 years.
有的时候我还得要等候
I still have to wait
还要求印证
and to ask for signs.
所以啊，你不要分析一下，你知道不要
Don't reason, don't analyze.
你只要心里面有一点想要
Whenever you have that desire, even if it's small,
你就顺服
Obey.
你想要祷告你就祷告
If you want to pray,
想要起来做见证就见证
You don't give testimony stand up.
而且不要事先想好我要祷告什么、啊、我的祷告是不是应该很长呢、啊、很短、啊、
Don't plan your prayer、
我应该用什么措辞啊
what kind of text should I use?
你什么时候这么想
Whenever you're thinking about that
你什么时候你就落在自己的肉体里
You're in flesh You're no longer in the spirit
这个很简单
It's very simple
那我们就是要学习跟随圣灵
Learn to follow the Spirit
怎么跟随圣灵呢
How do we follow?
不要分析
Don't analyze
不要有自己的想法
Don't reason
不要你喜欢或者不喜欢
Don't use your favorite
还有一点很重要的不要受你情绪的控制
Don't be influenced by your emotion
甚至也不要受你身体的影响
Even don't be influenced by your body
今天
your physical condition.
比如说 Amy 起来做见证
For example when Amy
她没有因为昨天晚上吐了不舒服
she didn't not because of her she was feeling well last night
我不舒服我应该好好休息
so, she sat down and thought that she should have some rest
吴老牧师告诉我们
Pastor Bordeaux
这句话我要念给你们听的
this sentence I'm going to read to you
对啊、这个是在、第五页
page 5、
那个、如何参与圣灵带领的聚会的第五页
Participate
第三段
in a, Holy Spirit led meeting.
第三段
third paragraph.
第三段的第五行
third paragraph
就是下一
fifth
下一半好
the second half.
他说 but 啊那个 but 从那开始 but if you come to a meeting with the idea I'm not going to do anything. Others can do so much better than I. You rob yourself and the meaning of the blessing God desires to impart. 可以翻中文吗？
你们来到聚会的时候，不要这样想说，自己没有办法做一些什么，别人可以做更多更好的事情。如果说你来到聚会是带着这样的心态的话，你就没有办法可以领受到那个神所要赐在这个聚会里面的祝福。
没有办法，他说的很客气啊。英文的意思，英文的意思啊，就是啊，你剥夺了
in English,
你剥夺了神要给你自己和聚会的祝福。
It is stronger by the word rob that the
这个 rob 是强的，是抢的意思，就是剥夺了
giving to you.
好像强盗一样。
It's kind of like a robbery.You're robbed of something.
所以呢 ，each one 每一个人
，so each one，
他也讲了
，here it also says，
他前面呢第二段讲了
，the second paragraph he also says，
啊、他这一面、第二段呢就是他警告我们不要落在形式里面
，he warns that we don't make this formal。
我注意到现在有些小组的聚会了就没有形式很好。
I noticed that small group meetings don't take a routine, which is good.
比较落于形式的哈，那是九日上午的崇拜。
Normally, Sunday service will become a routine.
可是无论是小组聚会或者是大型的聚会
，is a small group meeting or
都应该由圣灵来带领。
Big conference, they all should be led by the Spirit.
啊，那么他提出这个警告以后呢，下面就说到哈，那更好的、更美好的。
Was even better.
或者说是多么的美好、耶稣、他把我们带到他自己跟前。
That is that Jesus brings us to be in front of him.
他亲自来把我们带到他自己。
He himself.
那就是他的灵来带领我们到他的跟前。
Leading us.
而且呢，他亲自把他的那个生命啊供应给我们。
And he himself gives his life to us.
这是下面我要注意的哈。
This
that requires that we all function in the Holy Spirit as members of one body.
我们都应该表现出我们是基督徒肢体的一部分来发挥我们的作用。
就是说哈，我们要让耶稣他自己哈来把他的生命来服侍给我们，供应给我们呢，就需要我们所有的人。都参与圣灵
we need to participate, so Jesus can,
all function in the Holy Spirit 都要受圣灵的引导和带领
all should be led by the Spirit
要记住刚才我读的那个16章13节
chapter 16 verse 13
圣灵来的是要引导我们
Holy Spirit comes to lead us
他要 guide 他要 lead
他会带领他会教导，
但是我们要学的呢，那是怎么跟。
What we have to learn is how to follow.
那怎么跟让他来带。
How we follow and be led by.
你要一个聚会好，由耶稣哈亲自来服侍我们呢，就每一个人呢都得要参与圣灵来带领哈。
他说
，It isn't sufficient for one minister to do it all.
没有办法。一个传道没有办法做所有的工作。
Everybody ought to take part according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
每个人都必须要参与，根据圣灵的带领。
说、everybody ought to take part.
每个人都必须要参与。
但是你要知道哈，下面很重要 ，according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
But you know, what's more important is that. 我们是按照圣灵的带领，
每一个人都要参与。
Everyone should take part.
但是不是随着每一个人自己的意思
，but not by each one's own desire.
乃是要照着圣灵的带领。
It is by the desire of the Spirit.
所以保罗的教导，另外一个很重要就是不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Therefore, Paul's teaching, which is important, is that we don't消灭 distinguish
啊，那我在这里要提出来，就是不要分析。
We don't quench the spirit. Don't.
只要你心里面有一点想要，
As long as you have a desire,
你就顺服。
Just to give a testimony or something, you obey.
那也不要怕错。
Don't be afraid of making mistakes.
开始学的时候啊，难免会有错。
There might be mistakes.
还有我们天然的人呢，常常是在这个善恶知识树的原则里。
And also our natural mind always stay on.
什么错啊？对啊，好啊，坏啊，
right, wrong,
我们常常在这个分析的里面。
We are all fall under that type of analysis.
我们对自己、对别人，常常有这样一个论断。
We always judge.
这是啊，善恶知识树的原则。
That's the principle of the tree of life, a tree
of
wisdom.
生命树的原则。
The principle of the tree of life.
你就是没有自己的那个分析善恶的知识。
You don't have the analysis of your own.
完全是生命。
Good or bad.
或者说用今天的话来说呢，完全是圣灵的感动。
In today's world,
圣灵的作为。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
有的时候。
Sometimes.
我们即使顺服错了。
Even though we obey and
在我们人看来错了
in our eyes, that's
在神看来是对的
but God sees it
因为神他要求我们的是顺服
because what God asks of us
他不是要求我们对和之错
He doesn't ask us to distinguish between just right and wrong
神带领我们的那个义啊是超过法利赛人的义
The righteous that the
超过法律 Our righteousness must exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees 你看今天早上那个 Amy 的见证
You see, the testimony
就是很清楚很具体的告诉我们
It is so clear
那个顺服就是蒙福
Obedience brings blessing
我真是有相信他那天礼拜三晚上没有顺服
I truly believe that the
可能第二天他的 boss 就不会告诉他这个 secret
If she didn't obey her boss will not tell her a secret
所以英文有一句话、
so、there is
你们记得很有意思
Remember, it's
very interesting. It pays to obey It pays to obey
顺服是要付代价的
他 got a bonus pay because she obeyed
他顺服所以他拿到奖金
It pays to obey 就是 God will reward you for your obedience
当你顺服的时候你必须要付代价但是当你付上那代价的时候神就可以祝福你
我很感谢父感谢现在我们都在学顺服的功课
We're all learning a lesson
今天你的见证木兰的见证小静的见证
木兰小静
哎呀好美
They're beautiful
好美
They're beautiful.
都在这里要学习要顺服丈夫
All here learn how to obey a husband
要信任丈夫
Trust husband
有的时候
Especially、sometimes
比如说顺服丈夫你信任丈夫
You obey your husband
其实你是信任神
Actually you're putting your trust
能够用他做比你做得更好
That God can do a better job than yourself
所以那个顺服跟信心啊 trust and obey 常常分不开的
trust and obey cannot be separated
还有这个顺服的功课
and also a lesson of obedience
我们最重要的是顺服圣灵
the most important part is there
或者是顺服丈夫啊还是顺服上面的权柄啊
or we obey the authority
我知道这个不是一次的功课
you know this that's not just one time
这个是无数次的功课
that's for many timesMany, many times.
一直的学习顺服
Constantly obey.
太多了
Too many of them.
因为我们这个天然的人呢
Because our natural mind
吃了那个善恶树上的果子以后
the Aiden, the,、
那个不顺服就在我们
的
里面
the tree of wisdom,
the yeah. 这个不顺服呢就是骄傲的另一面
This is the other side of pride.
一个骄傲的人他不会服别人
A proper person cannot obey
只有一个谦卑的人他才能够服
从 Only a humble person can submit himself
你看今天的聚会我觉得好美
You see, today's meeting is so beautiful
然后呢圣灵就感动 John
只
要为 Amy 祷告
To pray for Amy
你说这个对不对
Isn't that right?
太对了
that is so right
我们如果听说他不舒服病了而没有为他祷告就不对
It won't be right.
所以圣灵带领的都是对的，都是好的。
Whatever That's led by spirit.
只要我们要顺服。
As long as we're willing to obey.
那完了呢？接着小静说，
following,
小静就提到这个 Emma 的 Emma 的这个药物。
Mentioned about Emma's ways.
这个就是保罗所说的哈，你们个人
each one.
或有诗歌，或有启示，或有教训，或有感动，为 Emma 祷告，为 Amy 祷告。
Or a prayer for Amy.
这个或是就是圣灵的带领。
Is the leading of the Spirit.
它不限于这几件事。
It's not limited to the things mentioned.
或这样，或那样。
Or this or that.
Yeah, 因为圣灵的带领，他常常随着他自己的意思。
Because Holy Spirit lead in His own way.
很多年来，我在聚会中学习跟随圣灵。
For many years, I've learned how to follow Spirit leading.
好多时候
，so many times，
我只能够说圣灵啊，你太棒了。
I can only say，
你太智慧了。
Awesome. You are so wise.
你做的太好了。
You've
太完全了。
Wonderful job.
我常常有这个感觉，就是在那个 在 Pilgrim Camp 啊，那个时候。
At that time,
那个主持人呢、啊，贾德纳牧师跟他的师母还在的时候
，Director Pastor Garner and his wife,
他们因为多年跟随圣灵
，Because of many years of experience following the Holy Spirit,
他们确实是活在灵里
，Truly they live in the Spirit.
直到现在，他们过去以后，直到现在，我还没有看到一个人呢、啊，他在圣灵的带领之下来带领聚会
，Under a Spirit.Can lead a meeting.
是比这个贾牧师还要好的还没有。
No one can lead a.
让你感觉到哈那个整个聚会，哈。
It makes you feel that the whole meeting.
每一个部分，每一个阶段呐、啊，
every process,
都是恰到好处。
It's just so perfect.
甚至于连带祷。
Even though for intercession.
还有连报告。
Or giving a report.
还有那个聚会的结束。
Or even the end of the meeting.
Oh, I want everybody to listen to this.
Well, Megan,
I want John to listen to this.
About your hand.
Especially how to end a meeting.
特别是如何结束一个聚会。
According to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
你要顺着圣灵的带领。
I have never seen anyone since the Gardners.
我还没有看过这样一个人 yeah, 像贾德纳牧师这样
Who has done better in conducting a Holy Spirit-led meeting
他非常他对带领圣灵所带领的聚会
Especially in ending the meeting
特别是在聚会结束的时候
Because oftentimes
因为很多时候
The Holy Spirit will bring the meeting to a such a high level
圣灵会把这个聚会带到一个非常高的境界
that you don't know how to end it
你不知道如何结束这个聚会
because you don't want to end it just like that
因为你不想把这个聚会就是这样的结束掉
because the Holy Spirit has lifted the meeting to such a high plane
因为圣灵已经把这个聚会抬高到如此高的地位
you want to stay there
你想要停留在那里
but yet the time has come to close the meeting
你必须要结束这个
yet it is late
因为他已经很晚了
Everybody wants to go home
很多人想要回家
How do you close the meeting?
你如何结束这样的聚会呢
Oh, I tell you
Oh, 我可以告诉你
I just marveled at the way Brother Gordon Gardner
我非常惊奇那贾德纳牧师
led the meeting
他带领聚会的那个方式
And sometimes he would say
有些时候他会讲
The presence of the Lord is so wonderful
真的同在是如何的美好
That I don't know how to end this meeting
我不知道如何结束这个聚会
But let's just wait Let's just wait
那我们就是等
And how the Lord is going to end it
我们就等看说神要他自己要如何来结束这样的一个聚会
In other words 他把这个如何来结束这个聚会这一个主权呢、啊、最后还是交给神
Even this authority he gives it back to the Lord
难怪哈，难怪有一度那个吴老牧师在 Pilgrim Camp 聚会以后，有一次、啊、他就说哈，他说他就讲到这个聚会啊，他说 It's almost perfect.
He said 这个聚会真的是近乎完美。
It's almost perfect.
这聚会近乎完美。
而且他不喜欢人哈。
他说 he didn't like
太多讲论这个聚会。
to talk too much about a meeting.
他要人的注意力啊，要 focus 在耶稣身上。
He wants people's attention to be on Jesus
在神的同在身上。
On his presence.
所以在这里啊，我们要学一个功课。
So here we need to learn.
特别我们这些领会的人，有小组聚会的人啊，要记得，有时候我们讲聚会好的时候，千万不要离开耶稣。
Never let your topic depart from Jesus.
也聚会之好，是因为耶稣在那。
A meeting can be a good meeting is
因为耶稣做了事情。
Because of what Jesus has done.
哦，有时候我们。讲一个聚会好，或者是讲一个见证。
Sometimes when we comment about a meeting or a testimony,
我们不知不觉的哈，把这个人呢、啊、就抬高了。
Unconsciously, we lift up the individual.
不是故意的，
乃
是不知不觉的。所以我们要提醒，要警醒。
So, we need to be reminded.
无论怎么样做，都要把 focus 放在耶稣的身上。
Whatever we do, make sure we focus on Jesus.
这样的话呢，哈，耶稣。才被高举。
That way Jesus can be lifted up.
This is how Jesus is exalted.
这就是耶稣如何可以被高举。
This is how we can please God.
这就是如何我们可以
by allowing Christ to be preeminent in all things. 就是说让他在凡事上居首位。Let Jesus stand out.In all that we do and say.
而在无论我们所做的任何事情上，我们都要来彰显耶稣。
And let all of us learn to hide.
我们都可以学着如何来躲藏在耶稣里面。
Even to the point of,
即便是说到这样的地步
，not being seen.
那
就是不会被人看到，不会。
哦，
好像让人只看到的就是耶稣。
就在聚会里面，就是我们可以藏在耶稣里面。
这是我们要学习的。
This is what I have to learn.
所以我在说那个十四章二十六节。
Chapter 14.
Read it again. 十四章二十六节。
Verse 26. First Corinthians.
这是我们以后聚会的时候哈，每一个人都要这样学习的。
This is something that we all have to learn when we come to our meeting.
Yeah, 二十六节。
Chapter, verse 26. Chapter 14, First Corinthians.
你们聚会的时候
what is the?
你们聚会的时候啊，二十六节。
What is the outcome then, brother?
Yeah.
When you assemble.
When you come together, right? When you come together, two or three, 20 or 30,
两个
200 or 300.
二十个、三十个、两
每一个聚会大小的
Every meeting, big or small,
都应该有圣灵来带领
should be led by the Spirit.
个人或有诗歌
Each one has a song,
或有教训
has a teaching,
或有启示
has a revelation,
或有方言
has a tongue,
或有翻出来的话
has an interpretation.
我们也应该祷告哈
We should pray.
以后在我们的聚会里头能够有方言也有翻译出来的。
There would be a tongue and an interpretation.
但这个跟我们的顺服是有关系的。
Yes, something to do with our obedience.
就说有时候你有一个感动啊。
Like sometimes when we are prompt.
你不知道要说什么。
You don't know what to say.
但是你确实也知道要用方言来说出来。
You know what to say, but you know how to pray it out in town.
所以你就说出来。
Then you will speak it out.
那么会有人，圣灵会感动人啊，这样翻译出来。
Then God will send someone to interpret.
那你如果说了一两次，没有人翻，以后就不要说。
One or two times, if there's no interpretation, then you can stop. You pray.
主啊，求你，如果你让我有这个说方言的恩赐。
You pray and the Lord that the
Lord. 求你也赐给这个翻方言的恩赐。
If you are making me speaking in tongue,
这个翻方言的恩赐有时是给你说方言的人的
give the interpretation,
也有可能是第二个人给第二个人的
Sometimes it might be for a second person.
这样的话呢，好像神的灵啊，在我们当中啊
That way it's like Holy
可以能够更广泛的来运行
Can move more freely.
赞美主 我想今天呢，我就是这样有一点好像指点一样。
那 today I just point out this.
那么也可以说有一点指引。
Also, I some guidance that I can give you.
好让我们这个聚会小小的聚会哈、
for our small meeting
越来越好
，can be rich，
越来越有内容
，can be more rich。
那对我们个人来说呢，越来越自由
，to us individually it'll be
越来越释放
，and we can be set free。
这样的话呢，哦，这个整个的教会，我们是一个小型的教会了
，this small church
都得到造就
，can be edified。
还有一点要注意的哈。凡是叫人不得造就的
anything that will not edify anyone,
不是我们说话
whatever,
或者唱歌
we sing,
甚至连我们说话的那个姿势姿态
our gesture, or,
有时候都
the way we speak,
有时候都不会叫人得造就
sometimes they are not edifying anyone,
那么我们越在圣灵里面
the more we're in the spirit,
我们就越会有那个分辨的能力
the more we will be able to distinguish,
有的人在聚会中呢
some people,
喜欢表现他自己
like to show off,
那个不是造就人的
that's not edifying,
那只是肉体的活动
that's in flesh,
yeah, 我们也要也要有这个分辨的能力那么关于这个负面的呢也有一些这个吴老牧师有一些教导我想我留在以后再说。
This article also has some teaching about negative.
今天呢我们就停在这里。
We'll leave it, to,
要感谢主。
And today we give
thanks to the Lord. 为我们这样的与我们同在。
For being with us.
好像今天圣灵在这示范。
It's like a Holy Spirit is demonstrating.
他让我呢就来跟大家有一点解释。
He let me to give you some teaching.
感谢主，都可以参与。
We can all take part.
Yeah, 你们不要想到我刚信耶稣没有多久也可以啊，因为你里面只要有感动就可以。
Don't think that I'm just a new believer. I can do this as long as you're prompted. Just do it.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.星期三我稍微说一下我特别请了 Daniel 来哈我说可能需要他翻译但是我也跟他说我说看圣灵带领吧我如果上学用英文讲得很顺利很流畅呢那我就讲下去了结果呢很流畅那就他就坐在地下他才为我祷告。但是我要说的就是因为他在那里呢我就不需要担心我会不会流畅因为我知道什么时候我这个接不上的时候我就请他上来。所以他在那里也有这个好处。要知道每一个肢体都有他的功用。在聚会中你跟随圣灵活动 function 就是有活动的意思会叫人得益处可是你没有 function 没有感动也会叫人得益处至少你可以为聚会祷告阿们这就是告诉我们每一个人对于聚会都可以做出贡献因为我们是一个肢体赞美哈利路亚荣耀归给主